Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to Laura Schwenninger.
Good morning.
And of course, Laura is the naturalist with Cass County Conservation. And well, if people don't know about swans, we're going to tell them a little more about swans today. Hopefully, Laura, they've been around long enough that people, I'm going to say people should know. But you know, there's always somebody new in town or maybe new to KJAN or whatever. So right now there are swans.
Yeah, and they've been coming out here to Atlantic for 13 years. And I just found out recently that we've been bumped up to the second wintering favorite spot of our trumpeter swans. And so the DNR kind of ranks them on how many swans we get and stick around. And so they've ranked us back up into the second spot. But
wow.
Yeah, we can't really compete with Beamer's Pond, which is in the first place. But they, right now, last I heard last week, was 175.
Hold on. We have a ways to go.
Before
we're going to catch them.
But I can't imagine feeding 175.
No. And Beamer's Pond is where?
It's up by Webster City.
Okay.
So north there.
So if somebody wants to see a lot of swans, they could take a little trip up there. But talking about feeding, okay. So we have, right now we have 30 swans. How much food does that take in a day or a week?
If we had snow on the ground, which we don't really have enough snow, but if we have snow on the ground, they would be going through our feeder every other day. And so that's 4 50-pound bags every other day, which is about 30 to 40 swans, if 30 to 40 swans are feeding out of it. Since we don't have snow, they have still been going out into the fields and trying to find what the combines have left behind. And so that has helped us, but I know we're going to run out of this luck, and they're gonna stick around and be eating more out of our feeders.
Okay. Well, now let's hope they stick around. And because now they need open water, correct?
Right. They need open water to be able to bathe just like us. You know, they need, you know, clean water and some food, and they also need that water to bathe in. So that's why they need the water. If they wouldn't be able to be out on the pond if it was just totally iced over, they'd have to go find fresh water.
Okay. So, you know, no problem here so far.
No problem here so far.
And has there ever been winter when it's all closed off and so they couldn't be here?
They have. It has iced over in the 13 years. I think it's happened three times or twice. And it depends on the duration. They'll stick it out, or if it's longer than 3 or 4 days, they might go. Usually they go towards Council Bluffs with the power plant. There's open water on the Missouri by the power plant.
Okay, and so then they might come back.
If
water changes, they'll come back. Well, that's
they tool around.
You know? Yeah, right. And right now they're here, and it's just tomorrow you have this event, and the swans are here, and the weather's going to be great. And so tell us about how that's going to go tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow is our soiree with the swans, and we do that on pretty much the first Saturday of the January. But we pretty much kind of put on a little party for them, hoping to get some donations for the corn to keep them fed. And so we do presentations starting at 11 all the way to the last one at 2 p.m. And we do presentations every half an hour. And we talk about the swans, talk about what we're doing, how we partner and with the DNR. There's so much more into what we are doing with the trumpeter swans and the DNR than most people know. So come out, learn about more about them. And, you know, it's one of those great events just because of the way the area is set up with Lake Four and the parking lot, that even if you're handicapped, you can stay in your car and still see those swans.
You know, we probably should tell people exactly how to find this
spot.
Yes. How do we get there?
If you're taking Highway 83 west, like you would be going out of town, it is the next right-hand parking lot or driveway after Buck Creek Road. So you'll see the Buck Creek Road and then take your next right.
Okay, good. And nice to know that, you know, if it's still too cold for you or for some other reason you want to stay in your vehicle, you'll still be able to participate.
Yes, you could pull up the car, roll down the windows, still be able to hopefully hear us. on other years with the wind and with the cold is not as fun, but this year it's going to be in the 40s, I think.
Great. Chris is doing a great job for you there.
And
so who's doing the presentation?
Right now, me and my boss, Micah Lee, will be switching off doing those. I haven't heard or heard if our Ron Andrews has retired from the DNR. He always used to come down and do our soiree with the swans, and he's he might still be coming. So,
okay. Well, that would be fun for him to show up and be a participant and see what's going on. Now, we talked about the amount of food that you could need, and so you do have at least one partner who's helping you out there.
Yeah, we partnered up with our local Orschlin's store here in Atlantic, and we're kind of doing a fill the feeder, and it's one of those things where, you know, people want to always help or donate, and they might not be available at Saturday to come out and see us, that sort of thing. So this partnership has really helped us, you know, make it really easy. You can just go through the checkouts at Orschlin's and say, I'd like to buy a bag of food for the swans. And they put it right on your register receipt, and they set aside the bag of food for the swans. You don't even have to lift the 50-pound bag if you don't want to.
All right.
But of course, it's going to be that cleaned whole corn. People ask me about cracked corn all the time on whether or not to give the swans cracked corn. With cracked corn, it's just they're not used to it as much. But besides that, they also waste more of it if it's cracked. And so if it's whole corn, the DNR has, you know, they've been around for a while and feeding them for a while, so the DNR has pretty much stuck to their suggestion of whole corn. Mm-hmm. They don't waste as much, and they can eat it just fine.
Now, this is sort of an official partnership you have, but you have had people, just individuals, right, donating for a long time.
Yes, yep. We still have farmers out there that will donate some corn, things like that. And if you know, want to help us out in that way, you can certainly give our office a phone call and call us down there, and we can set that up and we can work with you there.
And if you don't have corn, that greens folding stuff works too, right? That money stuff.
Oh, yes. Well, that's true.
Yes, you know, somebody may want to help support that doesn't have corn available. Because if you don't have enough corn, somehow you've got to get that out of your budget.
Yes, yep. And the swans, and that's the thing with the swans. The swans have their own budget, which is the nice thing. So when we take that donation from you, that donation, if there's any extra from year to year, it flips over and it's earmarked for the swans.
Okay. So if you want to help the swans, just say so, and that's where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's kind of the big thing going on right now, but you're always there doing programs. I'm assuming you maybe have some school programs going on?
Yep, we have some school programs going on. There'll be some interesting things coming up this spring with Iowa Western. We're going to be partnering with them, doing some rain barrel workshops, things like that. So make sure you look for our new newsletter going to be coming out here in a couple weeks, and those will have all of those dates, that sort of thing.
And if we want to get the newsletter, because we can get it in the mail.
Yep, you can get it by mail or email. And so whatever way you want it, you can certainly give our office a phone call and get yourself on the list or come out to the soiree. We'll have the sign up right there, and you can get a current copy of our newsletter. So,
and do you have a website that people can go to find out lots of information?
We also have our county website through Cass County, and then also our website through mycountyparks.com. And when you click on that, you just click on the counties and just click on Cass, and you'll find us right there.
Okay, good way to keep up with things. I do have a question about another feathered bird. Geese are just crazy. I've never seen so many geese around. What's happening with geese?
They are saying that they are sticking around a lot more because of our mild weather. They haven't moved on further south. This year, I do know that in the state of Iowa that we have Christmas bird counts that go on. And this year was one of the highest numbers of the Canada geese on the Christmas bird count. And that's just because I think they're just sticking around to the open water. Some lakes haven't froze over, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they should move on, but they haven't because it's been nice.
It's not really a prediction of the weather to come yet. They're just...
not that I know of.
Just hanging on because of what it is. And now, is there another bird count coming up? When's the
bird
count?
Yeah, that's in February, too, okay. And that's the Great Backyard Bird Count.
Okay,
yeah,
so,
and
well,
that's when we compete against everybody in Iowa, all the towns in Iowa.
And Cass County's usually up there pretty high.
Yes.
Let's keep them up there, and we'll be talking about that, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay, just real quickly, the tomorrow times.
Yes, and tomorrow it'll be from 11, and our last program will start at 2. So pretty much from 11 to 2:30, we'll be out there. We'll have hot dogs and a warm fire, that sort of thing going on, and you can certainly give us your donations for a hot dog or whatever.
All right.
And we're going to have that go right towards the swans for the corn.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Laura Schweniger, for coming to visit with us today. And I think this applies to the corn supply here a little bit. When you're coasting, you're going downhill.